my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video, My Sailing Adventures Around the World, which I feel is a fitting video right now, because unless you have your own sailboat, nobody's going to be sailing around the world right now. But the plan is to get you dreaming, because I know that the main thing that most people want to do on planet Earth is travel the world. And it is the most fun thing that I like to do, cruising around the world, sailing around the world, visiting other countries, other cultures, experiencing other foods, meeting new people, seeing amazing sights, seeing amazing nature. So, you know, it's why my life is dedicated to fun and adventure and travel and helping other people travel. So anyway, here we go. My sailing adventures around the world. Yay! Now, sailing has always been in my blood since the day I first climbed aboard my three California cousins' cutter-rigged sloop in the Caribbean, in the island of St. Thomas, in the Virgin Islands. First of all, the Caribbean, as you can imagine if you've never been there, is just heavenly, beautiful, amazing, gorgeous, nonstop adventure, blissful, you know, another world entirely, with a really laid-back, no hurries, no worries attitude, which is so refreshing when you are coming from, especially an American city, busy American city, and the typical pressures of life. On this trip, it was myself, my parents, and my three cousins. In fact, a gorgeous female cousin that I'd never met before. So you can imagine being like a 10-year-old boy. That was pretty exciting. You know, their friend and his son. So I had a playmate, is cool, which was really cool. He was about my age, probably about 14 or so. All on one boat. With bodies sleeping everywhere. I think I was sleeping on the deck underneath the tarp, and for 2 weeks we sailed all around the gorgeous American and British Virgin Islands, drinking beer most of the time for our sustenance because of a lack of good drinking water. Going to Caribbean nightclubs, you know, before I was even of the age where I technically, legally was allowed to do that, but of course they didn't have those kind of restrictions there. No drinking age, etc. In other words, I was introduced to what the rest of the world had to offer, which was adventure, and culture, and most of all, fun and excitement and the beautiful ocean. You know, I didn't live by the ocean. I lived in the mountains. I had already been to the Caribbean island of Antigua previously to this when I was a bit younger, to experience the amazing beauty there, the amazing, beautiful people. Again, the laid-back attitude, the culture, the art, the food. But sailing the Virgin Islands took things to a whole nother level. There's nothing that compares to sailing in our fast-paced, get there instantly, fast food, fast money world. It's just nothing that compares to that, because sailing is, there's nothing fast-paced about it. You can only go as fast as the wind will take you. So sailing is just like the Caribbean. No hurries, no worries. With sailing, you can only go as fast as the wind will take you. You are not in control, aside from being able to set your sails correctly and steering in the right direction. You're not in control when sailing, nature is. The wind is the admiral, and you take your orders from him. And if you don't follow the admiral's orders, well, then you're in trouble. You know, people get in trouble when they don't listen to their intuition, are not connected to nature, don't listen to the signs, and don't take their orders from Admiral Wind. So when the Admiral says, when the Admiral Wind says, seek refuge, you go and seek refuge right bloody now, otherwise you're going to get in trouble. If he says, full speed ahead, all is clear, well, then you set your sails and let Admiral Wynn put the pedal to the metal. You're not doing it. Admiral Wynn is. Or, as they say in Australia, Huey. And if Admiral Wynn decides to take a break, then you have no choice but to go bloody nowhere. So, there's nothing to do but go for a swim, go for a snorkel, enjoy the beauty that is around you. And I've experienced the wrath of Admiral Huey hiding from the storms and Huey Holiday when for an entire day there was not a speck of wind. The ocean was just like a pane of glass. It was just beautiful, just amazing. You know, and of course there's the frustration. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to the destination that you want to go to. You can't get to that result. But of course you're in ecstasy. You're in beauty. You're in bliss. Anyway, but so the when there's no wind at all, the ocean, which is unimaginable to most people, there's not a ripple. Not just glass, and of course it reflects the clouds and the sun, and you know, just like a mirror, it's just amazing. And so sad, nothing to do, but go snorkeling and diving and in the gorgeous beauty of the Caribbean reefs. Hopefully you're near a reef. So sailing in the Caribbean not only introduced me to the joys of sailing, but it gave me a taste of opulence. Because this was not a rented yacht. My cousins and their friend owned this luxury yacht. And I saw countless other yachts sailing around in the Caribbean or in the harbors of the Caribbean islands that literally cost millions and millions of dollars. Big, massive yachts that had big crews tending to those yachts all the time. And I wanted more of this life. You know, this is exciting. This is fun. This is adventurous. So that began my quest for a life of travel, really, for more adventure, for more fun, for more sailing, for more freedom, more opulence. I then began the quest of freedom. I traveled to Europe and Mexico and Hawaii and all over the western states of the USA. And I sailed as often as I possibly could. And I sailed often when I lived in Los Angeles with a friend in rented yachts. We'd go out for the weekend or go out for the day, rent a yacht and sail around the California coast, go to visit Catalina Island. And one of our funnest things to do was there's these big pontoons where the big, huge freighter ships would anchor to. And those are pretty big, and the seals would hang out on those ships. So we'd sail by the seals, my sailing adventures had only just begun, luckily. In my adventure of life, working in the film and television industry, and then becoming a spiritual teacher, I had had enough of the rat race, and went on my next big adventure. I gave away my painting and handyman business to my right-hand man, sold my cars, my art collection, and I hit the road. Hit the air. And at a spiritual retreat, I met an Aussie Sheila and took off to the mysterious land down under where women glow and men chunder. Where she lived on a property overlooking the ocean, which was just heavenly bliss, complete with kangaroos in the paddock. I'm not lying. They were just every single day. There were kangaroos in the paddock near a crazy town named by Aboriginal name by the name of Woolgoolga. Love the names of towns in Australia. They're hilarious. So this is where I met my future Captain Dave. Now Dave is a classical adventurer, sails all over the world, you know, the kind of guy that you just want to hang out with and sail with, a dolphin boy for sure, who, with a few friends, procured sailing yachts for us to sail amongst the amazing humpback whales of Harvey Bay. We'd borrow a yacht or rent yachts, and throughout the decades, I was given the priceless, joyful opportunity to sail yachts up the coast of Australia and go on countless adventures. Sailing with the whales in Harvey Bay, absolute bliss, absolute gorgeousness, and countless adventures playing on Fraser Island, the biggest sand island in the world, and sailing to the Great Barrier Reef and around the Whitsunday Islands, Lady Elliot Island, Lady Musgrave Island. So I just want to thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave Clayton, you freaking legend. I love you. I'll always be eternally grateful to you for facilitating these amazing adventures and inviting me to join them. And, of course, we've only just begun on our adventures. And I could write a book about every single of these awesome adventures. Sailing, snorkeling, diving, playing with the whales. Because every day, every hour is an indescribable, joyous adventure when you're out on the ocean. The water, the dolphins, the whales, the turtles, the fish, the coral, the islands, the people, the boats. These are the dreams that life is truly made of. And I have been truly blessed. But I've only just begun my adventures because of my experience now as a sailor. I've since skippered yachts on 3 different adventures. And I'm planning countless adventures all over this planet, take my friends who maybe have never even been on a yacht, sailing to gorgeous places on the planet where maybe you can't even get there unless you sail there. And aside from my plans to sail all over the classic sailing adventures, sailing at destinations, you know, of the Mediterranean and more adventures in the Caribbean, because I've only seen 2 or 3 islands really. South Pacific, sailing around the Baltic, sailing around Africa, etc., etc. I could go on and on and on and on and on, of course. But I plan to sail and swim with every species of whale on Earth because I love whales, love them, love them, love them. And my big plan is to sail with the blue whale, bum bum bum, which of course you may or may not know is the largest creature ever to be on this earth, bigger than any dinosaur that was ever on land or in the water. So keep watching your social media feeds, keep watching for my pages for my future adventures as I continue my adventures traveling the world and sailing the world. And if you'd like to make your life into an adventure, and you can. If you'd like to make your life a holiday, and you can. If you'd like to make your life into a nonstop vacation, and you can, well, I will show you how. I can show you how to start traveling now at 20 to even 75% off. In fact, we've got arrangements right now with resorts that my company has an amazing relationship with, and they're offering insane deals right now where you can book flexible flights. You can get flexible flights as well. All the airlines are offering flexible flights as well. But flexible lock, you know, you lock in these prices that are anywhere from 45 to 75% off. I even saw one that's 80% off. And even resorts that are all inclusive where you never have to pull out your wallet. All the meals, all the drinks are paid for, especially in Mexico. And I can show you how to access that now. And the dates are completely flexible. You can change the resort or the adventure, the vacation, the holiday, 30 days before you're going to go. You know, if perchance you can't go because of the coronavirus, well, you can get your money back, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, so I can show you how to travel at anywhere from 20 to 75% off and how to make extra money as well to pay for it, get out of debt, fire your boss, whatever you want to create in your life, and even achieve financial freedom. So go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's make your life an adventure. Again, contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and I hope to see you on the beaches of the world. Oh, and the yachts of the world. You!